Grace, mercy, and peace be on you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today on All Saints Sunday is from Revelation chapter 7. You know these words well. We sing it every Sunday in the hymn of creation. This is the feast. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They've washed their robes. They made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Dear friends of Christ, no. Brothers and sisters in Christ. And of course, it's a different greeting today because brothers and sisters indicate that there's a family, and there is a family. Oftentimes, we think of our families as the physical families that we share. We ignore the family of God. But the family of God is a family that counts. And that's why I rejoice, and we rejoice in each of our families when everybody in that family is a member of God. Because we're part of a family that's eternal. Sisters and brothers. Grandpas and grandmas. It's All Saints Sunday. And our text from Revelation gives us a vision of our family. It's huge. We've got a big family. And it's blessed. And it's diverse. With different languages and different peoples. The author, John of Revelation, says this about God's family. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God. That's what we are. At First English, we're members of the children of God. Now, we're a smaller family. And when you're part of a smaller family of a congregation, it's nice to know that our sins have been washed clean, that we celebrate every Sunday the forgiveness of sins. We celebrate every Sunday in our small little gathering of the saints of God here at this congregation. And we can count each other. And we know each other. Well, to some degree, faces and families. You know a little bit of what the person next to you does and how they participate in God's kingdom, fulfill their calling of the Lord as a saint of God here on earth. You know what they do. You know what they've done. You appreciate who they are. Sitting near you this morning is your family, the family of God. And as you look to that person sitting next to you, you're connected by blood. Maybe something we don't think about too much. Maybe something we should think about more often. How we're connected by the blood of Jesus. A relationship exists between you that is too binding to break. In fact, it can't be broken. It is an eternal relationship. And so as you look at that person sitting next to you and in the pew front and behind you, just like you, that person is holy. Just like you, that person is cleansed. Just like you, that person is forgiven and redeemed in the blood of Christ. In holy baptism, purified. We've seen some of us baptized when the Lord covered us with the water and invited us into His family, called us by name. There are advantages to be part of the smaller kingdom of God in that you know each other better and we know each other's talents and we know how God uses us and we're here doing God's holy work. Why? Because that's what God has called us to do. That's what God has enabled us to do, and He's made it so. And we can count and we can take attendance every week and count the people. Those who are here and those who are not. However, when we consider All Saints Sunday, when we consider all the saints, I've been here 25 years. That's a long time to be in a congregation, and there's a lot of saints who aren't here today. Many, many of our own beloved members whose souls are now with the Lord, awaiting that day of resurrection. And what we learn about our heavenly family is a lot like we learn about our earthly family. And we all have our earthly families, right? And have you ever gone to a family reunion? And some of you, how many of you have family reunions? Not everybody has them. If you have a family reunion, you know what I'm talking about. You go to those family reunions, and they may be your family, and you may be related by blood, but that doesn't mean that you have everything in common. Family reunions are kind of weird. Uncle Joe is a firm believer in Christ. Uncle Russ is not. Aunt Mildred talks too much. Annie D doesn't. Family reunions are interesting, and again, just because we're bound by family does not mean we're bound by religion or by politics. You maybe have a Democrat strong and a strong Republican. At reunions, there's a closer family, your brothers and your sisters and your mom and your dad, and you know that part of the family well, but there's always people in that family reunion, you don't have a clue where they came from, and it's like they came out of the woodwork and you've never seen them before. How are they related to me? And one might ask, who is this? And from where do they come? In my family, the Caldwell family, we come from Denmark. We're Danish. How about your family? That question about families is not unlike the question we might ask about God's family. Who are they? And from where did they come? John had a vision of heaven. And in that vision, we sing about it. Behold a host arrayed in white. Did you listen to the words in that song? And oftentimes we project those words of those saints, those ones who have died in the faith. That hymn is not just about them. That hymn is about you. It's you when Christ has returned and your body is with the Lord, and we're celebrating all that. And there we are, robed in glory, standing before God. It's like, this can't be true. This can't be happening. This isn't what it was really all about. I mean, we all sat in church. That was what it was all. No. It's about the family reunion. It's about the gathering. It's about the people. It's about the body of Christ. And John got to see this vision. The vision of heaven included all the saints of God, where in the future we have our resurrected bodies and we're standing before the throne of God. And you're there and I'm there and we're all praising God. We're dressed in robes of white. We're holding palm branches in our hand like it's Palm Sunday. And we're celebrating. Here comes Jesus. Here comes the King, the one who brought us here. This is great. We love it here. And we sing a song. This is the feast of victory for our God, for the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. Alleluia, alleluia. And we sing with one voice, a glorious band from people of every nation and language and tribe and color, sinless and perfect before God and for all eternity. And in John's vision, an elder asked him, who are these people? Where did they come from? Today's reading from Revelation is a beautiful, hopeful reminder of who we are, where we're going. We're going to be part of a wonderful family reunion. And does that give you a sense of wonder? It should. A sense of amazement? Who's going to be there? What are you going to learn? What's it going to be like to be in our new bodies in a new earth? We ask all those questions, knowing this, that the family reunion, that family reunion is going to pale in comparison to anything we've ever experienced here. Ever, ever, ever. And when all the family gathers around the throne of God in heaven, there will be eternal joy. No more tears, no more depression, no more suffering, no more pain, no more sickness, no more sadness, no more anxiety, no more death. John describes that great multitude that no one can count. God's family is innumerable from every tribe and nation. You get the sense of the scope of the size of the family, of the celebration, of the reunion? Do you have amazement and wonderment? The celebration surpasses that of Palm Sunday. We're wearing white robes because we've been cleansed by Christ. Sins washed away, no longer sinful ever again. Sinless bodies, sinless souls that are finally able to serve God the way we wanted to here, but we're unable because we're sinful and we're broken. Reunited. White robes, holiness, purity. In the presence of a holy God, palm branches of victory in our hands, one family, God's family, united, never again to be divided, never again to be separated. Our heavenly reunion, our heavenly family is not a quiet family either. We gather together and we sing loudly in a loud voice. We declare, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. With one voice we sing. Those words are familiar. The song of creation. We sing them every Sunday. With the angels and the archangels and all the company of heaven, all the souls of heaven, we sing creation's song. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. And to the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. Hallelujah. As God's forgiven saints, we sing. Loud singing. How about that? We're God's church. We're His body. We're bound as family. And we join together, bound by blood. We eat His body and we drink His blood, and we're bound together as family in the body and in the blood. We participate in all of that, the body of Christ and the bodily resurrection of all flesh. We participate in His holiness. At this altar, it's just a foretaste of the great victory, just a taste. His body, His blood, the reality of joining, the reality of one day standing before at this altar, it's a foretaste of the victory. Just a taste of the fellowship we have with Christ Jesus and one another, in part. So as you gather at this communion rail, you not only eat Christ's body and drink His blood, you participate in His body, which is the church, and you join together with all the saints. Not just grandpa and grandma. Not just our loved ones who are now with the Lord in their soul. With all the saints. What a wonderful miracle of fellowship. Family that happens here at the altar. Today is All Saints Sunday, and I want you to clearly understand what's happening. That you're coming and you're joined. You're joined in the body, you're joined in the family, and it all happens right here. Every time we take Holy Communion. Not just on All Saints Sunday. And the elder asked John, who is this family? Who are these people dressed in white? And then the elder answered and he continued, these are the ones coming out of the great tribulation, the sorrow, the pain, the depression, the darkness, the frustration, the anxiety, the tears, the suffering, the pain, the death. They've washed their robes, they've made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They'll hunger no more, neither will they thirst anymore. The sun will not strike them anymore, nor the scorching heat, for the Lamb will be their shepherd, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Listen, if you have a heart for Christ, those words can't help but touch your heart. It may sound too good to be true. A family, resurrected, living without any suffering and any pain. But know this, God has promised it. Know this, that's what all this is about. That's what all Jesus is about, gathering His family together, getting the body back together in a perfect place as a perfect family, standing before our perfect God, sins forgiven, bodies cleansed, made whole again. And can you imagine our family portrait? That family portrait that we get at family reunions. There's no better family portrait than those who are dressed in white robes and standing with palm branches in their hand with a smile on their face and a song in their voice, rejoicing eternally with joy. That's our family portrait. It's our family reunion. It's not too good to be true. This is the reality of our faith. It's our family. It's our God. It's our loved one. Those who have died in the faith will be there. Who are you looking forward to seeing again? Hugging again. Looking into their eyes and holding them again. And it's our Savior who's made all that possible. Sinful people like us. Broken people like us. People who don't deserve a family reunion like that. People who don't deserve a glorious celebration like that. And yet God has sent His Son Jesus to make you be part of it. He's cleansed you. He's washed you in His blood. He's made you whole. And now His perfect righteousness is credited to you. And you become holy, a saint of God. And you say, well, what is a saint? One who has been cleansed by the blood of Christ. You're a saint. It's very difficult to see ourselves as saints. The whitewashed, cleansed, forgiven body of Christ. And yet He clothes you, His family. He gives you His righteousness. He robes you in white. He covers you with blood. And those white robes of perfection, we don't deserve because we're not perfect. We don't deserve to be part of this heavenly family. We're unworthy. We deserve the death that we will one day face. We deserve the sin in which we live. We deserve eternal death. But our family portrait is not going to be one of zombies rising from the dead, half diseased bodies rising from the grave. Our family portrait will be one of God's body being glorified for all eternity, and your body will rise in perfect glory to live before God. And that's why John wrote, here is a call for the endurance of the saints, those who kept the commandments of their God, and they kept the faith in Jesus. And I heard a loud voice from saying, write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Indeed, blessed, says the Spirit, that the saints may rest from their labors. And you heard that correctly. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. The Lord has called you by the gospel. He has gathered you. He has enlightened you. He has sanctified you and kept you in the one true faith. And Jesus hung on the cross and He shed His blood for you. And by that blood, you are washed. You are cleansed. You are forgiven. You are made whole. A saint. God's forgiven. God's family. Adopted. Yes, Jesus is our Savior. And He's a fulfillment of all the Beatitudes we read in the Gospel lesson. Listen to this. It not only talks about the people of God, more importantly, these Beatitudes are fulfilled in Jesus. Listen to them. From Matthew 5, Jesus is meek. Jesus is merciful. Jesus is pure-hearted. Jesus is a peacemaker. Jesus is poor in spirit. Jesus mourned on the cross. Jesus, though He was rich, yet for our sake He became poor, that through His poverty we might become rich. Jesus embodies the Beatitudes perfectly, and because of Him, we are blessed, the blessed people of God. The Beatitudes, the blessings. And Jesus preached His sermon about the Beatitudes, the blessings. From where do all our blessings flow? We sing about it. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.